winning souls to Jesus Christ is a responsibility to all of us. The book of Proverbs says, he that wins souls is wise. In other words, the wisest thing that you can ever do is to win a soul in Christ. Now, whether or not you're doing it, everybody in here, under the sound of my weak voice, has a responsibility. You've been called to win souls to Christ. There are people who wouldn't hear about Jesus Christ unless you tell them. And the only way you knew about Jesus Christ is that your parents told you. And the only reason they knew is that their parents told them. And the gospel just kept on spreading across this great continent until there was over 1 billion Christians in this world today. And it all started in the upper room. Peter preached one sermon and 3,000 were added to the church. And the gospel has spread across this world all because one person telling another person, telling another person that Jesus saves. And if you're gonna win souls to Christ, listen, Bill, you first got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't talk about to me if you can. And Bill, it's hard to go and win somebody to Christ when you don't know him yourself. You see, you need more than Sunday school lessons of Jesus. You need more than somebody come telling you about who Jesus is. You need a personal relationship with the Master. I wish I had some witnesses in here. You're kind of quiet. It's hard to tell somebody about how God moved in Greater Beulah on Sunday when they wasn't there to witness God, experience God moving in that church. Because you can't leave something, you will leave something out, and that's the presence of the Holy Spirit. You got to experience the moving of the Holy Spirit for yourself. Don't just read that what somebody else wrote. Don't shout on nobody else. As a child of God, you ought to have your own testimony. And I'm persuaded to keep that I have been what committed unto him against that day. I know that all things work together, brother. Listen, all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. I know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, I got another building. A house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. Beulah, I know that because I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I admit when I was young and stupid, I used to laugh at all them old folks. All the old saints, you hear me when I say, I used to laugh at them. When they start talking about my bed, it wasn't cool in bed.
All right,
and they thank God for reasonable portion of health and strength. We used to laugh at them, but now I'm glad that my bed was my cool in bed. Same prayer got to shout like nobody else shout because I am a person of the Lord. Is there anybody in here this morning who can say like me? You got a person of relationship. He walks with me. He talks with me. You got to have that strength. Now, scripture tells us to seek first. Let me see. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Add it into you. If you put God first, he'll take care of your career. Have I got a witness? Supervisors. You put God first, he'll take care of that child who left home. Yes, he will. But if you put God first, he'll take care of your marriage, he'll take care of your family. But you got to put him first. It's right here in the text. Andrew was listening to John the Baptist preach. And the Bible says he heard John. But he heard John, yes, but he followed Jesus. Yes. Y'all need to underline that in your mind. The Bible said he heard John, but he followed Jesus. Listen, human, all of us who preach are not preaching to get our own crowd. We're not preaching to get a crowd. Teaching in Bible study and in Bible study stuff is not teaching in your own opinion. I'm doing the preaching, but if I'm trying to point somebody to Jesus Christ. Listen, it's not about Pastor Mallet or this building or the budget and parking lot. You see, I can preach all day, but if nobody meets Jesus, then my preaching is in vain. He heard John, but followed Jesus. Now, that's the pattern. That's the pattern right there. You hear the preacher, but you follow Jesus. Are you listening? If you hear me, don't follow me. Follow Jesus. Yeah. Come on, talk back to me if you can. If you're coming to church for me, you're coming for the wrong reason. Amen. You got your eyes on the wrong thing. Yeah, you ought to come to this church because you want to follow Jesus. Amen. Isaiah said it. He said it like this. It's a highway that leads to heaven. Yes. Matthew said something different. He said, broad is the road. Straight is the gate. And it leads to life. And few thereof will be who go in therein. Because on the broad road, you run into a whole lot of travelers. But on that narrow, straight path, you might have a few that you're going to meet. Because when you get to your business straight and line your life up with the word of God, he'll make the difference of how you win souls. You got to lay aside every way that is so easily besets you. And if you're going to run the race well, you got to take some stuff off. I ain't getting no amen to that. That's all I preach now that I preach to my own self. And beautiful God to use you, there may be some people you just might have to cut off. Maybe some association you might have to drop back from.
Yes, sir.
Because if it's weighing you down, hear me well now, and keeping you from being a bringing a lost soul to Christ, you need to get rid of it. He heard John, but he followed. Jesus.
Yeah.
When you follow Jesus, and when you get your business straight, it will give you a proper view who Jesus really is. Listen, Bueller, if you don't hear anything I say today, you need to remember one thing, that you need a proper view who Jesus is. Because when you really know who Jesus is, change will come over your life. And you will also change how you worship.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Bridget.
You know what I see, and can I say what you want? And you sit down. One problem that we have in this church, and I see it all the time. I see people who God has raised from the dead.
Yes, sir.
God has brought you from a mighty long way.
Yes, sir.
God has done some things for you in your life that you sit on your praise. And one of the things that I always say, and I said it on yesterday, and they look at me like I'm crazy. Well, I'm telling you, they don't take all that. I'm telling you, God loves praise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm
saying? Yes, sir.
God loves for you to praise Him.
Yes, sir.
He said, make a joyful noise unto Him. How can you make a joyful noise without opening your mouth? I'm being very serious because I want this church to be a praise church. But you got to have a personal relationship so you know who you praise. And a lot of people don't understand that when people find what they do, they used to do them what they want to do. You see, I'm gonna say something to you. If you don't get your life straight in a hurry, He gonna do something to you to make you get it. If you don't want to praise God right now, you will praise God before you close your eyes.
Yes.
He's going to get it out of you one way. If He don't get it out of you, He's going to get it out of one of your family members.
Right.
If He don't get it out of you, He's going to take it out of your children.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get some praise out of you, regardless of how you look at it, how you think about it, and you say, and don't take all that. And then when He get it, you're going to break your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving God praise in His place. Some stuff to understand that it was nobody but Jesus that brought you back. And once you realize He's not just a man upstairs, once you realize that He's not just some higher power, but He's God in the flesh, once you realize that He was Jesus who woke you up this morning, Jesus who opened the doors for you and made your life what it is. Jesus who died on the cross. Jesus who kept you from losing your mind during your divorce. Jesus who helped you raise your children all by yourself. When you know that it was nobody. Jesus. You realize who Jesus is. Then you, it changes how you worship. When you stop worrying about who likes you and who don't like you, all that doesn't bother, that won't bother you no more. Once you get a good view of who Jesus is, if you know you've been saved and you know your name is on the book, that changes how you get up and come to church. Changes everything about you, all because you got a good view of who Jesus is.